it electronically. I can make copies for everybody, but I don't want to, you know, burn up.
How do you recommend that you get the information to us?
If you want to read it, I'll turn it into a PDF. I'm going to send it to you electronically. I didn't see what advantage this is.
Are they all like really diverse, Julie, or are they very similar?
Some are done by county, you know, municipalities, so they have different ideas. Some are very concise. Some of them are at length and are done by a consultant, so they have lots of pictures and double spaced and all that. How about if I give it to you guys, and if you think any of it's worthwhile, you can send it out? I didn't understand why I was looking at airport stuff.
It was industrial park stuff. I think we were working on the rules and regulations and developing guidelines for industrial parks.
For industrial parks, they're adjacent to airports, and that's what the criteria is that I look for. Some are industrial parks, some are business parks.
Can you just give us maybe like the best one or two or three?
Sure.
Or could you maybe put it in a three-ring binder and we pass it around amongst ourselves, read it at our leisure? Mike reads it and passes it to Jim. Jim reads it and passes it to Sam. Sam reads it and passes it to me. By the sometime next month, we'll.
I got enough for you.
You get a decent scanner. The easiest thing to do is just scan it to PDF and send it to everybody.
You've got a lot of documents there, then.
That's why I thought maybe just the best one or two. The lengthy one put together by the consultant doesn't excite me, but the concise one sounds interesting.
Well, and it's, you know, I don't want to go, Jim has his sample, so when this says requirements for leases, that's why I was asking you if that's something that has a flow chart about how to get things through quickly once they're, you know, it's good stuff, but I don't want to muddy the waters. Lease application process and proposal requirements, and the flow chart says within, 90 days from receipt of application, and we'll find out what you're doing, and I mean,
I think this will come in handy when we get to the leasing policies and stuff. But
well, and this also has an outstanding in this same document that's available online.
Can you email?
Yeah, if I turn into PDF, as we were saying.
Or send us the links to each one of the documents, and we can just download it ourselves. That would be a whole lot smaller and easier to do.
Yep, and then if you're different, you know, if you're looking at different things like industrial parks, they, you know, might like that better, and you guys want like a 90-day turnaround time. I'll do it.
So in conclusion, you're going to take care of emailing?
I'm going to get to Susan the information they have that are links.
The links.
You can go to everybody, and that way it'll get into the record that it's been sent out, and then when you get the email, just going to click on it.
Okay. Anybody else got anything for airport updates?
You say the bids is going out, or I'm up.
Opening bids on Monday.
This coming Monday.
2:00 Monday.
Is it too late to accept bids?
Mm-hmm. No, we're opening bids Monday.
Yeah.
It's almost too late.
To put in bids. No, you have up until 2:00 Monday.
I understand. I understand talking to a contractor that you said. Blacktop had to be how wide? 10 foot? 20 feet? Well, no, wide. They said it had to be a certain
minimum width when they're pulling at 10 feet.
It's 10 foot.
Yeah, you could go bigger, but the minimum width was 10 feet.
That's so you don't have a lot of seams in the hot.
I know. Well, that means well,
geez, I took the highway you guys run 8,000 foot.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but the reason you do that is so that you don't have a 4 foot paver out there and you get a lot of.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I heard it had to have water with net, so I guess they didn't give me the right information. How many bidders we got so far?
We had 8 or 9 generals show up that. There were a couple subs, but I'm thinking there was the potential for 8 or 9 bidders.
So we don't want to go in charge this year.
What's that?
Well, how many contractors out there now?
Yeah, because we have some larger ones that this is frankly pretty small job for them that they purchase plans.
A lot of the stimulus projects are kind of going in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to be real hungry.